So you're really following in the Sarah Stream footsteps then? Well, that's what Sarah did, right?
She did physical therapy. But she went to Madison. Okay, yeah. Right. More so Paige Albee, if you remember her. She's a year older than me. She went to Madison for the PA program, and she was kind of the main contributor to my thoughts. And I talked to her all the time about...
What's it like?
Application process, and she just gives me advice. So I'll be in contact with her this whole week because she's hoping to get me in as well.
Now, how about the basketball season? Obviously, not gone the way you guys had dreamed it up. You're still 11-5, and you know, for most programs, that would be phenomenal. But for the expectations that we had this year, probably not where you wanted to be. But obviously, due in large part to, you know, we've got three starters who aren't in the lineup. That means that you are in the starting lineup. How has that gone for you so far?
So far, so good. I mean, coming into the season, being it my last year, I was willing to do, you know, whatever it took. I don't want to have any regrets at the end of the year. And following last year, obviously the team expectations were pretty high, not only by the community, but by ourselves, probably the highest from ourselves. And with a few injuries and other unfortunate circumstances, you know, we've had to fight a lot of adversity. I think we've done a pretty good job so far. And I like where we are right now, hopefully starting to get girls back slowly and surely from injury, which will help add to our bench. I think at Grand Valley, we only had 9 girls on the bench, I think, if that's right. So hopefully we can get that back up to, you know, 14 or so. We do have 15, but one girl's out for the season. So
how about, do you have enough players to practice right now? I mean, it seems like with the injuries you guys have had a hard time scrounging up 10 players to get a practice in.
I'm trying to think. I know, yeah, a few days last week we only had 9 girls, and I didn't even realize it until after practice. And I was talking to my mom, and she's like, how did you even practice? And I was like, I guess we didn't. We just did all 4-on-4 stuff. But we also do have a male practice player that comes every day to help us out. So he was our 10th, I think, for a few days. But there were a few days, too, where he wasn't able to come, and we only had 9 girls.
How about your folks? They come up to a lot of games? Are they not able to get away? How does that work?
This year, fortunately, they have made, I think, almost every home game. It's hard for them to come up on Thursdays just because of work, sure. But every Saturday game, they were at Grand Valley. They came to Michigan State. They were at Mankato. They came to Concordia. I mean, they've been basically everywhere besides, you know, the Ohio's and the downstate Michigan. They are newly empty nesters this year, so they've been able to come. The past 2 or 3 years, I've had younger brothers at home who have been seniors in high school, and obviously with them being seniors, they both play basketball. They got the precedence over me as far as who they're going to watch. Now this year, it's my turn, so they've been great.
How about as we go along here, you're down to 10 games left in your senior season. Can you believe it?
I don't like hearing that. It's so bittersweet, and it's scary to think about. But us 4 seniors are just going to do everything we can to make the most of it and hopefully make a run in March.
Well, yeah, I mean, get yourselves in position and anything can happen at that point. I mean, you guys obviously are talented enough to play with anybody. I think you've proven that over the course of the year, and it's just a matter of being consistent, right?
Right, and like I said, right now we're kind of finding with what we have how we can play and how capable we are when we play the way that we want to. And I think this past weekend was a good indication of that. The game against Saginaw on Saturday was encouraging. We watched film on that yesterday, and it was pretty fun to watch and just see how things were clicking. And like I said, hopefully with time, more and more girls will be returning to the roster, so we'll have a deeper bench. But we like what we have right now, and we're hoping we can make it work.
Well, 2 big games coming up this weekend at Northwood on Thursday night. And that's a 6:00 start, 5:45 pregame with West Fromm, and then on Saturday afternoon in the Sioux against Lake State, and another big. And then it's always a good game with the Lakers, no matter what their record is, right?
Usually, yeah, kind of a battle of the UP. Yeah. More so with Northern, but Lake State's always a good team, good tough team that, and they play a lot better at home. It seems like, or
they do.
Their home place is a tough place to play.
Kerry Gardner with us from Michigan Tech basketball. Do you have something else?
I was just going to ask, what else do you like to do outside of basketball and studies? Do you do anything else besides those two things?
It's hard, especially in the wintertime. Like, usually with practice and school, like, that basically takes up my time. I live with 5 of my teammates. Between Kylie Moxley, Kenzie Pertue, Kelly Guy, Morgan Anderson, and Brenna Heise, we have a good time just around the house hanging out. And then with the rest of the team as well, we all get together and just hang out and have a good time. Nothing in particular since we're not really allowed to ski or snowboard or even go sledding. It's hard. We do like to explore, though. In the summer, we have a lot more fun. We have a lot more freedom, and the weather's nice. So
I think a lot of people don't realize that. You know, I mean, you can't. You're a college athlete like that. Yeah. You know, you can't be out there sledding. Or, you know, it just seems silly, but you can't. You know, it's not.
I'm guessing the list of do nots has grown too with the list of injuries.
Especially right now, yeah, we got to be extra cautious.
About the on the fridge and home, yeah. The do not list.
No shoveling. No walking in the snow. No.
That we unfortunately have to do.
And you couldn't get out of that, hey?
That'd be nice.
Well, we know you have class at 8, and which is kind of a bummer because we'd like to sit and talk to you for a while. So you got practice today, mm-hmm. and you guys take off tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, yep.
Tomorrow morning. Not too bad of a trip.
No, it'll be, well, I don't know how Midland's, what, 9 hours?
No, it's more like 7.
Yeah. Oh, shows you how much I know. It won't be too bad as compared to the Ohio trip. So it'll
be your fourth trip down there.
Don't you judge it on how many movies you're allowed to watch in that time? You know,
that's kind of. Usually we nap.
It's a 2.5 movie.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Carrie, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on everything you've done here at Michigan Tech. And boy, just keep going to school. Don't ever get out into the real
that's
world.
The plan. No, that's definitely the plan as of now.
All right, Carrie Gardner, Michigan Tech women's basketball player. She's awesome, and she's going to be playing on Thursday night. You can hear it all here on Mix 93 WKMJ.